The Pattern is a Holy Spirit-inspired program aired on AGBA Online Radio. Tune in for a unique encounter with Christ this and every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. with Brother Cece, and you will be blessed.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. This is AGBA Online, streaming 24/7.
All right, here we are once again.
Worship doesn't end because the music has stopped.
And we are grateful to God.
Let us not play church. Your worship doesn't end because...
For the gift of life, our protection.
Speak to him. It's you he wants to hear.
For divine security, divine provision.
You speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him. It's good we sing the songs, but
lift your voice and bless the name of the Lord.
So the song I can say was written by someone. It's not enough to express.
Oh, come on, bless his holy name.
Who is he to
thank God for the gift of life?
I call
for the providence,
call him man,
for the fact that he still has you.
Who is he to tell him who he is to you tonight
in his story? I officially welcome you to the Pattern Show with your brother Kobe Boateng, and you are live on AGB Online Radio. In case you just tuned in,
God in heaven, and the Bible says that he saw the angels and the 24 elders laying down their crown and crying and lifting up their hands and bowing 24/7, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the one who was and is to come, the one from age.
Tonight I got a lot of things coming your way.
The mention of the name of this great God.
I have the boss himself,
every
Dave J. Loops,
every tongue,
one of the world's greatest instrumentalists.
Go to him in the holies of holies and declare that he alone is holy. Hallelujah.
And an ambassador,
yeah,
to the North Stage Piano. He's a big man. And I'm going to give you a series of songs from the Celebration of Love concert in the year 2011. Just stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Every Wednesday is a Pattern Wednesday. Before we do any other thing, I want you to take your Bibles and let's look at something from the Word of God. Last week I left you with two takeaways. That in your daily walk with God, there are two things you are supposed to regard. The first one is holiness, that is purity. The second one is obedience. It is not arranged in any order of importance. Holiness and obedience. I know this message is going to bless you the next phase of your week.
I know who he is.
Take your Bible.
Holy God. He is holy. John said that they that come to him must worship him in spirit.
And let's move to the book of Deuteronomy.
He is true.
Chapter 28. And we are looking at obedience. Tonight we are looking at obedience. That is the Pattern Show with your brother Kobe Boateng, We are live on AGB Online Radio. I'm reading from verse 1. Why it says, now it shall be, if you diligently listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all of his commandments, which I am commanding you today. That if you diligently listen and obey the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord there does not mean that you need to explicitly listen to the voice of God or hear the voice of God. As you say, audibly hear the voice of God. It happens though. But most often from the Bible. He says, if you do that, if you obey,
sing it together.
Do you remember God told Prophet Samuel to tell Saul, the king, the Benjamite, that to obey is better than sacrifice? You just have to obey him. And let's see what he promises. Verse 2 says, now before I move to verse 2, it says, being careful to do all of his commandments, which I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth.
Think about the words of
that's so great.
Close your eyes.
You know, the problem with Christians today, or a lot of Christians today, I should say, is that most often we try to put the cart before the horse. What I mean by that is, a lot of us want to enjoy the blessings without first regarding the first initiative. Before the blessings, he gave out some responsibilities. He says, listen diligently and obey. Paying complete obeisance to him incontrovertibly, indisputably, then he says he will set you on high. If you are privileged enough to be with those who have risen to prominence, if you should ask them how they made it, genuine ones will tell you that they simply obeyed God. They simply obeyed the commandments of God. God told Abraham, Abraham, I'll make you the father of many nations.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. This is AGBA Online, streaming 24/7.
Only you leave your father's house. Abraham did that, and the promise of God concerning his life came to pass. It's as simple as that. We just have to obey. The Bible says, all the commandments, he will set you on high. A friend of mine said that the man who says he will set you on high, the man who says he will bless you, is the owner of this world. What What at all can't he give you? Verse 2 says, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you pay attention to the voice of the Lord your God. Do you pay attention to the voice of the Lord? God has a better plan for our lives. He just needs your attention. And not just any attention. Not divided attention. Not being torn between two opinions. Because I'll bless you and I'll overtake you. Verse 3 says, you'll be blessed in the city and you'll be blessed in the field. It says, the offspring of your body, woo, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your animal, the offspring of your herd, and the young of your flock will be blessed. What he's saying is that he will bless your children and even any investment you make. Anything your hand finds to do. Anything that is connected to you. Anything that is in connection to you. God is willing to bless us. We just have to obey. Alright. This is the word of God for you this day. If you are going to obey God from today, the next phase of your week will witness a tremendous change. Okay. The Nord Ambassador is here with us. So we are switching to have him. Thank you so much for joining the Pattern Show. It's your brother, Brother Kobe Boateng. And like I said, tonight is Dave J. Loops Wednesday. Stay tuned. Boss Dave J. Loops.
Hello.
Whoa, so good to have you on this show. You're welcome to the Pardon Show.
Thank you very much. I'm honored and privileged.
Yeah, we are grateful to have you here. Thanks so much for responding to this invitation.
Thank you too for having me.
All right, so how are you doing at the moment?
By God's grace, I'm cooking. I have life. My family is alive. My friends, the people affiliated to me, they are all fine now. Yeah, by God's grace.
Yeah, by God's grace, you are good. We are grateful. We are grateful. So this COVID-19 has made all of us be indoors. Eh?
Oh yeah, it's but the other time I listed so many positives because I try to highlight positives even in periods when I think that I'm going through down moments. And they always work when you try to see the positives and the negatives. You are content with whatever God has made it for you. So I think everything is good. We just have to improvise and still make God proud. Yeah.
Wow. We are thankful. So listeners, we have the world's greatest, one of the top notch keyboards player, and a lot more. We are so much thankful to have him on this show, and he is. Let me inform you that he is the Nord Ambassador. You know the Nord keyboard. He is their ambassador, right? And he's going to tell us something about that. But let's set the ball rolling. So who is Dave J. Loops?
My real name is David Fortuna Tush. evil. Fortunatus is in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 16. He was sent by Paul and another guy. I don't really remember. Yeah, so my full name is David Fortunatus Pago, and I'm a very exuberant lover of God. I love music. Everything in my life has been highlighted by music from when I was a child. I grew through the ranks to appreciate vocal and choral music. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, through everything, I've made music the highlight and that mark. So I call myself a music sultan because I try to relate everything I've experienced in my life in music together as an entity and try to bless and impact my generation. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, tell us where you grew up.
I grew up in a suburb, a small town in Accra called Adabraka.
Okay.
that's where I grew up. It was still in Adabraka Presby. I went to a Presby. So that I went from class one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And then from there.
Yeah. So from there I went to a finance secondary school, Cantonment. Yeah.
Okay.
And I read business, as in the business class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. So a friend of mine told me you graduated at UCC. Is that true?
I graduated where?
University of Cape Coast.
No. It's rather University of Education, Winneba.
Winneba. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That's where Winneba. I went to after finance. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's great. The piece of information given to us. So, guys, he is a graduate of UEW, University of Education.
Yeah, UEW.
Winneba. All right. For the record. Okay, let's continue. So, sir, when did you start playing keyboard?
Hey, I was born into a music family, okay? My dad played the guitar. My uncle played the bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
My mom could sing. Auntie was playing the keyboard.
Mm.
So I was fortunate enough to be amongst them anytime they were rehearsing for them. And so I'm sure I developed that interest from there because everything around me was music.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got me this toy piano. I remember I started going through it, playing all by myself. Like, I still can't pinpoint anyone teaching me in the early stages. It was just me, and it was just me trying to be adventurous, trying to imitate everything I was seeing from my parents and my family. So that's how I started.
Wow. So among the family, who really inspired you to play keyboard?
Oh, it would definitely be my dad.
Your dad.
It was the closest link. Like, I had the opportunity to always listen to him before and after. So before, during, and after. So he rehearsed. I'm there. We get to set. He plays, and I can put together all the things he had probably rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back, and that's all his collection. So that was the momentum for me. Like, I was always had the opportunity to figure out what a rehearsal session was being on stage sounded like, and what you working on your mistakes on stage was like. So he was definitely the first influencer when it comes to the instrument.
Wow. So, daddy. All right. What age are we talking about?
My mom told me that she was around 7-8.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, talking about 7-8. And I have 6 years to prove that as well. So, yeah. Was very young.
Oh, okay. Now, when did you realize playing keyboard as a ministry?
Well, I'm sure. No. Okay. Playing keyboard as a ministry came. My dad was the music pastor as well. Okay. So definitely, there was a ministry where he had his own church, and I was a singer first. I was singing first, actually. But there was no keyboardist, so I had to switch and sing and play.
Okay.
Till we groomed singers, then I was stuck to the keyboard. So that's when I realized that I was leading songs in church, and there was a tendency that I was going to really do that in future because it was something I was always looking forward to, and I was always messing and watching other people and trying to grow with it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Can you mention how many songs you have produced? Did you have any idea how many? I know it's a lot.
Oh well, I've been to them too. Well, I have a bio, but they are a lot. Like I should have printed them out. Mm-hmm. Like, but a lot.
Yes.
Like
I know, right?
Some underground, some out there.
Yeah.
And some silent, you wouldn't even know. But yes, I'm not the type that like it's all out there with stuff I've done. But I really, by God's grace, helped so many people.
Yeah. Now let's look at another thing. Knowing that you have this gift and you are good at playing keyboard, you know, mm-hmm. what informed you that you did not, you know, do secular or mainstream? You did not use your gift in the mainstream kind of music industry, but you decided to use it to serve God. What actually informed that decision?
Well, for me, it's the upbringing. I didn't even have the opportunity to listen to secular songs. Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you'd have to hide to even listen to it, because you were born to very godly parents, and it was a rule, no secular music.
Okay.
So, sometime in my life, I became very naughty, and I was sneaking to listen to all those things, but that was in the dark. But most of the approaches were gospel. My daddy would download, those times they were not downloading, they would buy the CDs.
Yeah.
They would buy the CDs, and yeah. We had all the Kirk Franklin's, what's his name? Andrew Crouch, Olanda.
Yeah.
So it's all those old people, and that was the record at home. So like unconsciously you realize that they don't even have to tell you don't do this.
Yeah.
Like you start building up the love for it. That's why music was just probably an adventurous way of probably upgrading my sound scope, but I didn't see myself going to it. I just go adventures with the lyric content, with the melodies they created, the harmonies, the texture of the voice. That really appealed to me. But as to me entering that genre, I didn't even think about it at that point, because I was still definitely under parental guidance. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it never. So I'm sure nesting up all these things for a very long time just stemmed my foundation in the gospel genre.
Wow! What? That's so brilliant, a submission. Okay, now so tell us the first crew you ever joined, the very first one, the first band that you joined.
Okay, so very exciting. So. Before I say that, you see, I was the kind of person that didn't even have the opportunity to go out.
Okay.
My mom was very strict, so I was always kept indoors. So it means everything I learned in music was just me and probably my church and my family.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't find anything challenging, because I didn't know anybody. So when I went to school, university, I met Philip Alpha, all the big guys.
Wow.
And I realized that I didn't know anything. I realized that, hey, all the bragging things I was doing at home, people were playing better. So there is where I remember passing by one of the departments and hearing someone playing something very beautiful on keys.
Yeah.
And I enter, and it's this short guy, he's called AC Dark, he's in the UK right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, I was depressed that day, and
wow.
I just realized that, nah. But that year, that guy was leaving the school, he was graduating, so
okay.
And I was always with him, so I knew that the next time we came to school, all the pressure would be on me. So I remember that vacation, I didn't sleep, I rehearsed, okay, or so like my head would be aching, like it was crazy. So fast forward, when I came out of school, I was looking, I was always looking for people to work with and play with, so that I wouldn't get rushed. So my first crew, I think, will be Impact Project.
Impact
Project. That's the first crew.
First crew.
Impact Project. I had opportunity to be invited during my last years in school by a guy called Antonio, who's a pastor now. So I was going for the rehearsal for 6 months. Nobody knew I was a keyboardist. I was just sitting there watching them, and I was amazed at the synergy, the level of intelligence, the skill, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
So I remember one day at rehearsals, they went on break, and I was trying my hands on the keyboard. And not knowing, they were all listening to me. I didn't know. and they came around and said, "Hey, so all the time you've been sitting here, you know how to play." And you, and that was my entry point after 6 months of just watching from it. So the first crew will be Impact Project. Yes, and that group really changed my mindset about music. And shout out to Jebby Jokoto and all the crew, Camille and everybody. They have been amazing. And that's where the angle of my music changed. And that's what influences music till today.
Okay, that's awesome. And so you left there and then you moved where?
Well, okay. Yes, we didn't really leave. Like, we had played, I played like three, four, five, six, seven. I played for almost 6 years.
Okay.
And we had to evolve.
Wow.
That's why I met Sana, I met Emmanuel Bludo, I met all the great guys. So at that point in time, there was no concert like we had now. It was just Geometro in Soul Winners trying to, who just came out trying to do something for himself. Jason Autry, now Mercy, Benzo, all the guys, like they were all hoping to make things musically. Sorry for that phrase. But so I came together with Sana.
Okay.
And we created a group called PL Crew. Sometimes the whole PL was a phrase we're laughing with and joking with.
Oh, okay.
It was like pride level, like
pride
it became
level.
PL Crew.
Yeah.
Yes, and then gradually we noticed that it was very serious than we thought, because we're doing all the, we're helping almost all the ministers, playing all the concerts that were emerging out in that season, and so we had to formalize it and make it like a formidable structure.
So it became Praise Levite Crew.
The Praise Levite, yeah. After it was formalized, yeah.
The Praise Levite Crew. So, you were with PL Crew for how long?
So, actually, from the inception to, it was long. I wouldn't really remember how many, but it was long.
Very long. Yeah, it's very long.
So many days, yeah.
Even over a decade, right?
Oh, no, it wouldn't. Let's say four or five years.
Wow.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Wow. So you decided to move from PL Crew, right?
It wasn't a move.
You know, actually, I used to follow PL Crew a lot, especially you.
Okay.
And I'll come to the reason why I chose you personally. And then all of a sudden I realized that Dave J. Loops is no more showing up. So that's why? What's happening?
Okay, so let me tell you the truth.
Okay.
Like my part. Like right. Nobody has. Okay, I'm sure I've said this somewhere before, but let me put it on record. I'm sure so many people had stories. Like I heard different stories from different sources. But the truth about the matter is, after school, I found myself in the bank.
Oh, okay.
So I worked in the bank for over 7 years.
Wow. Oh, okay. That's
and
cool.
You know
that's
how cool. stressful the banking
yeah.
like, yes. Yes. And you're in a group where members were full time music, and you are like at time. I get to wake up 5. I get to wake up at 5. Get ready for work. Come home by 9. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't even have time to rehearse throughout the whole week. Mm-hmm. So imagine I'm getting rusty. Already I'm feeling that I'm drawing my friends back. Already I'm not the J-Loop that I was, because now there are extra responsibilities in the corporate institution. So that's one of the challenges. So you get to your head and you notice that even though you're playing, challenge is not happening. Like the synergy was dropping gradually, and yeah. it was evident. But they respect you, so they can't tell you. But wisdom will tell you that challenge is happening. So and all these years, I've appreciated vocal music. I always wanted to create a choir. Celebration.
Yeah.
And okay. my people knew Sana, Ludo, they all knew. But every year I postponed it because
wow.
I was that type that I had so many ideas, but implementation was always a struggle. I talk about so many things, but I don't do them. So it was around the same time that everything was gloomy. Like I wanted to do something that might not possibly be like playing, but you are just there in your instruction and you are grooming and guiding people. Like yeah. that one is easy. I can even do it with the bank as I say. So that was a struggle. It ended up some way though, with so many information, so many things coming up. It was gloomy and very petty, let me use it. Yeah. But God has been so good. Like we matured from that stage.
Yeah.
We had to understand growth. We had to understand situation. We had to understand all these things, the change. And yes, now I understand why everything happened. And in all things, you just have to give glory to God. Yeah.
Now, Jelups, let me ask you this question. I know you play piano, but you decided to zero in on synth.
What? Hey, you have where did you hear all this? You really
listen. You know, I'm one of your greatest fans, you don't know.
Oh wow, I'm honest.
Yeah,
I'm honest.
Yeah, I follow you.
I'd always had the interest in orchestral music, atmospheric sound, miscellaneous, trying to be adventurous with tunes. Like, so even though the piano, I came up from school with a piano approach.
Yeah.
I was very simple in my piano approach too. Like, it wasn't like over the place, like so many things. But when it came to the strings part, miscellaneous part, It was always where I wanted to be. Like that stage, the only time I'll play a piano would be probably the piano doesn't show up, and I just have to be there. But that wasn't my space. Like that was in the space that I really could express myself. So those times was the sense. That's what made me J-Loop, because of Impact Project. I could exaggerate anytime I'm on stage with some funny dance mood and some interesting body gestures and things. So that was more expressive to me. Like it showed my true character and my true inner self than being on the piano. Yeah.
Listeners, forgive me for being keyboard bias a bit. I'm trying to digress a bit, but we'll come back. Now, let me. If I met J-Loops and I was supposed to ask him a question. You know, the question that I would always ask is, what actually influences or informs your composition on the keyboard, in terms of, you know, the kind of chords you play, because your progressions are unique in relation to what we used to know. I mean, the way we play the local music. You know, when you came in, you brought that uniqueness in a lot of progressions. So what actually informs that composition? How do you get those compositions?
Well, it's the orientation. Like I said, the orientation. I didn't get the opportunity to have a teacher. Like, I can't say, oh, this one taught me this. Like, so I had to put everything together.
Okay.
And some of them, I didn't even know where they were from. But I had to learn everything in a rush, because when I got the opportunity to understand that, hey, this was the real deal, I'd wasted my time thinking I was the best in my room. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn everything and put everything together. But at the end of the day, I realized that I sounded different. I sounded like me. I sounded me. Like, I you can listen to a music and be like, oh, this is Jaylux. Like, I couldn't sound like anyone else because I didn't have the opportunity to be tutored and nurtured by anyone. So it was me. So I can look at you and take one thing from you, take another thing from somebody, and try to put all together in my way, in my small innocent way. So that's how come I was sounding very. I was learning so much from people, and it was an emergency moment for me because I thought I'd wasted so much time trying to learn things that were not appropriate. In that dispensation. So I was learning so many things. So at the end of the day, I had to put them together in a way that I would understand, and a way that the consumer would also understand. And appreciate. So I think that made my clear a little bit different in the end. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Tell us about Overflow Incorporated.
Overflow, after the PL, my exit from the PL crew, I had to really direct my attention into the group. It was, and it's still a vocal-based group where Overflow is different because it's not a conventional choir where you have people stagnant in it for years.
Okay.
Every year there's an audition, there's a review. I don't like keeping people stagnant. And I always want to appreciate people growing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had to bring a different approach and different ideology to a vocal group. But the main purpose of Overflow was to nurture, to look out for. Because I realized that there were so many talent gifts, but they always ended up probably in their churches. Nobody gets to know them. Nobody gets to appreciate what God is doing in this season. So everywhere I went, I was ready to coach and bring them together, groom and make them fluid, make them sound in unison. And yeah, so that was the whole idea of Overflow. So we started in a small way where social media based, we're doing Facebook covers, we put them there. And before I realized, it was getting the attention that we didn't even know was going to get, like, so many people are following around the world, and I was like, so it's working, so let me just formalize it and make it as a whole entity. So I just had to launch it. I remember Joe Metal was there, I'll be someone was there, Flow River was there, at them underground. So we launched it, and by God's grace, we are now 8 years, and it's been challenging, but yet still, God has been good.
God has been good. So, you know, thinking about getting people like Franklin and Munyam and other, was it difficult getting these guys, even Japhet and all that?
Well, you see, the difficulty is not at the getting them speech. The difficulty is always at when they mature.
Yeah,
that's the difficulty. At that point, everybody is very natural. Everybody is looking for somebody to guide, somebody to show the way. So everybody comes in very, very humble, very, very ready to learn and ready to be used. Yes, so it's very easy getting somebody who gotten to know his here in an industry, like to follow your lead and listen to you. So it wasn't difficult at all.
Yeah. Wow. Great. Now share with us some musicians you've worked with
in Ghana.
In Ghana and abroad.
In Ghana, yeah, I've worked with almost all the contemporary artists, like and even the mainstream gospel musicians, from the Daughters to the Tegu Sisters to the Tombs to of course Jumeto Akese, Denzel, Pastor Isaiah, Ellen Yorsen, Neo Kind, every like Destro, like I was with almost everybody. Like, yeah.
Wow. And abroad?
Abroad, I worked with Dr. Tumi. I worked with Pri. I've done projects with them. And a couple of, like, on there's something brewing. There's a surprise Nigerian artist that I'm going to work with. He just what happened to me. That I'm going to work with soon. You know? Like by next week, we should be working together. He has a hit song already, and we're working on it. So watch out for that one as well. Yeah. So.
Wow. Now, how was this like meeting Juanita Bynum for the first time?
Okay, so that experience is one experience that I still, anytime I watch the video, I still feel it's very fresh, and I still feel the whole experience, that atmosphere. Wow. Yeah, so there was a program at the stadium.
Okay.
State match. It was a state match. So, of course, PLQ was a carpet band. And it was when Sabinum was coming to Ghana for the first time.
Okay.
And so, that day, so many things happened. We had challenges in sound. We were disappointed at the state of the instrument. And so, morale was down, like, you know, he's an American, wanted to see her, kill her that the Ghanaians in Chalewi did. So, meeting all those things was kind of damp our spirit. But, so, during, when she came on stage, during everything, like, Patrick, he was the pianist for the PL crew.
Okay.
He told me to play organ.
Oh, you mean Cotson, right?
Yeah, Patrick Cotson.
Cotson, okay, alright, yeah.
Yeah. He told me to play organ for because he says American loves organ, so I should play organ. I said, hey, Patrick, are you sure? And he said, oh yes, I just try it. You should like it. So I changed the tone of my keyboard to some B3 organ.
Wow.
And I was, as soon as I pressed on it, he came. He said, no, I shouldn't play, but I'm trying to modify a ministry not to be music based. Okay. I was shy. I was like, oh my God, what kind of this is this? Like, the whole studio. Everybody was looking at me like, oh, so this guy's not for real. So I was like, oh, Patrick, I told you. So while she was saying it, and I was there, and she just turned. What she just came and said that what is it, and you too, she started saying some things to me, like, and I was there, like, I was confused. I think, trust me, I had to go back to the video to understand some of the things she said,
because
at that point I was confused. I didn't know what she was really saying. Like, I was just like, you know, like, innocent boy. Oh God, I just sat me there. And she was coming towards me. I was like, hey, Raddy Ben Kran, am I here? And she was coming, and she was coming, and she was coming. And I was there. And that's where I started hearing some of the things she was saying. And I just raised up my hand. That day, trust me, I was a star. Because the whole studio, everybody wanted to touch my hand and to appreciate the amazing of my life. Yeah. So, That's
what we're doing. Wow. Now, tell us how you met Minister Joe Metal.
Oh, well, Joe Metal has always been a friend. He's always been he's always been a brother.
Okay.
I remember when I was in Unida, he came to get some jobs for some people there. And so that's where we met and we spoke. So we're meeting at so many places. Mm. When I came out of school, me and Sana started talking in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we became very close. We're going everywhere with him. We're just friends. So that's where it started from. But one day, this is when I became part of the team. One day,
mm-hmm.
UK, he's a keyboardist, he's in Australia now.
Oh, okay.
UK used to play his keyboard, and UK had another program. It was Joe's First Love Game, but UK had another program.
Yeah, Eugene, and, right? Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And there was one more rehearsal to the program that Saturday, and it was an all night, it was a Friday, and the next day was the program.
Okay.
So they called me and said that, UK come with it. Can I come and learn all the songs on the spot and play the program the next day? Hey! So I drove straight to the venue that day. It was after work because I was in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn all the songs that evening and play the next day. That was the first gig. We're all in some red t-shirts.
Okay.
Yes, that's the first metal of the team. And from there, yes, I was part of the team till now. It's been over 10 years. Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
How has the experience with him been?
Well, Jometo is one of the most selfless, humble people I've ever met. Like, he hasn't changed. He's not somebody who has changed with time. Somebody you say, I changed because he's now probably getting all the awards, getting all the attention. No, he's been the same way ever since I've known him.
Yeah,
he's selfless. He has helped me in so many things, so many decisions, so many spiritually, physically.
Wow.
And I'm very honored to know him. Really honored to know him.
Wow. We hope to get him soon enough on the parent show.
you would definitely.
Yeah. Wow. So now this question is quite hilarious, but I'll have to ask you anyway. Now, when you are going to play a show or a program,
yeah.
and then you forget the next song, what do you do?
For me, there have been rare occasions where I've forgotten, but I always put out pointers, like interesting things in the song that would always
make
remind
you remember.
Me of
wow.
the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what I always try to do. But I forgotten some intros before.
Wow.
Some of them I had to listen to them on the spot. Like I had some small earphones, I had to bow. And just me, yes, or some has to turn to probably Ludo and say, "Hey, this one, how did it go?" Yeah, yes. Sometimes you do over 15, 20
yeah.
songs,
yeah,
and they're all very different. The orientations are all different and very complicated. So it's more like a challenge because it's very difficult to have so many rehearsals or have enough time to rehearse. So. Sometimes the rehearsals are very much very together. Like you have like 3 weeks to rehearse for a big gig like Rage Reloaded or Love Games or something. So everything you need a very big hard disk in your memory.
Wow.
to put all those things together. But we've done it with time, so it's not scary like it was those days. Yeah.
And how do you come up with your intros?
Well, one good thing about the Geometric Band is the synergy. It comes with playing a very long time, understanding body language,
okay,
expressions, and teamwork. That is very crucial. So
that's
anytime we are together, everybody brings up relevant information to put the whole puzzle. Okay, so why don't we do this? Everybody tries to, there's no discrimination, everybody tries to bring something he feels can aid and make the music full. You get it. So at the end of the day, it's always a collab, a collective collaboration.
Yeah.
And it always works. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to give us some quick comments about mashup and then DJ Live concept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with the mashup, it was simple. Like, I had friends coming to my house. So I had a home studio in Adabaka. So when they come, and of course, you can't live without singing. And most of my friends are musicians, like singers, especially. 80% of my friends are singers. It's funny, but that has been my friend's group.
Yeah.
So when they come, of course, there's a keyboard. Yes, there's a microphone. So you have to sing. So I remember I was putting that out on my Facebook, and people were enjoying it. So I was like, oh, in my small way, why would I just gather up people like that and just try to expose them, because of course I had a small following in my league. So that's how I started. So I was doing it every week, and the interest level was growing, and it became as big as the matchups, you know.
Okay, all right. And about the DJ live concert.
Yeah, the DJ live too had a blast. Yeah. Because I remember someday I brought Aliki to my studio and I did a live video on Facebook. And the response, anytime I do the video, the response is crazy. Like, and I'm just asking questions to people coming. So I met a friend of mine called Divine Media. He bought you, and he had the equipment. He had the video gadgets and the equipment to go live stream. And so I told him about the idea, and he appreciated it, and we started. So every Thursday at 1 o'clock, interviewing all the people who had made it, were asking them questions and how they made it to that stage, and it was working.
Okay. All right. Now, you decided to put together all the pieces of your metal songs, and then you played it on keyboard.
Yeah. That was the corona part of my life, where there was nothing to do, and I always get behind the keyboard.
Yeah.
Of course, I was an ambassador to a very good keyboard brand, like the Nord keyboard.
Yeah.
And I later on became an artist of that brand as well. So, and it was always refreshing playing it. And I wanted to share it with the world, and also share the spiritual part of meditation, prayer, music, spiritual music. So, yes, that's what initiated the whole
thing.
To do that.
So, how is that doing? How is it doing now?
Yeah, there are so many songs I've played that we are down, but I'll be releasing them soon. I've gone a little bit quiet on social media. I'm not out there anymore for some time. I'm going through a phase. So when I bounce back, by God's grace, I'm going to start uploading all those things, and they're definitely going to be a blessing.
Okay. Now, what would Dave J. Loops do before coronavirus on Saturday?
Before coronavirus, yes, on a Saturday?
Yes, on Saturday, yes.
Yes, I'll wake up. I used to sleep late and wake up very early.
Okay.
And I used to really work at night. So definitely, I'm going to wake up very tired, but I'll still go behind my PC. Of course, definitely, I'm going to wake up tired, but I'll still pray and do my devotion and move to my PC, read my mails, find out what I've missed, go on YouTube, find out the videos I've missed, and start the day's activities. Like, every day after I left the bank, every day is like I became an entrepreneur. Every day is a working day for me. Like, the only day I rest is on a Monday. Wow. But the weekends are even very, very crucial than even a weekday. Like, the weekend, every time there's something on a Saturday and a Sunday. So it's crazy. And now I'm the music director of Trinity Baptist Church as well. So, Saturday evening would have been a par rehearsal.
Okay.
For me, preparing for Sunday service. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, tell us, are you married or single?
Yes, I'm married.
You're married, yes.
One kid.
Yeah. With a kid. God has blessed you with a kid. Wow, that's awesome, man. Unfortunately, to those of you out there that are crashing on Dave J. Loops, he's married and
they can crash on the Gibson, but they can crash on the personality.
Yeah. All right. I hope she's doing well and the family is doing very well.
Oh yeah. She's been of great support. Like, she's one person who has kept me on track. I'm very mysterious and naughty. Like, it's crazy. But and to get a wife's support, give all the cordial advice, and just take you through the path of all these things is the best thing I could ever ask for. So I thank God for it. Like,
Wow.
I thank God for bringing him my way.
Wow. That's a gift from God. I know that for sure. Wow. Now, rumor has it say that Dave J. Loops wants to register that name as his official name. Is that true?
Yeah. Whoever is giving the information, I have to hand the person down. it's not even gradually. I think that I am in the process of doing that.
Wow.
I realized that I had two personalities, especially when I'm traveling abroad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every achievement of mine is with a gay loop. Okay.
Yeah.
My passport is saying something different. So reconciling the two a little bit problematic.
Yeah.
You get it. Like, you have a daily table in your passport, and everything that people know you for, all the projects you've done, and the reason why you're even traveling is a DMJ Loops.
DMJ Loops, wow.
They understand. So, definitely, it has to be part of my name.
Yeah. Wow.
And of course, now, even if I tell people I'm Dave, like, of course, with a DMJ Loops, you know I'm David. But if I even say my real name, nobody will know me. Trust me. Everybody would know me as a J Loops or a J Loops or a Dave J Loops, but nobody, when people ask that, who is that? Yeah. So I think that, and the last time my mom even called me J Loops, that's when I realized that. And it's high time I really make it public. Yes.
Wow, that's great. In fact, I'm enjoying this interview, and I hope our listeners.
I'm enjoying it as well.
So, what is the way forward?
Way forward for me,
Like, in what do you intend doing? Are you currently thinking of carrying out some projects?
Well, yes, definitely. I'm gonna my much awaited book, The Words of a Music Director, would be out this year. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. Every year I postpone this, so this year I have to release it. By God's grace, if they give us the help to do that, and of course I'm gonna come out with a few albums as well for myself, my meditation album. I'm going to really establish my concept.
Wow!
From the Noddy Show to the DJ Life,
I can't wait.
To the mashup, and I'm gonna do so many things. By God's grace, with every year, if you follow me critically, every year I come up with something different.
This year,
Corona has brought so many things, but God is still king.
We'll
come up with something as well. Yeah.
Yes, we are left with a couple of questions to go. Tell me.
Yeah, and production.
Okay.
Then,
okay.
And you know, I'm coming up with a new single in a few weeks. I've finished producing it, everything is ready.
Wow.
And it's coming out with a video in a few weeks. So,
okay.
You should watch out for it.
We can't wait. We are ready. We can't wait. That's great. And now, who is your favorite musician in Ghana?
My favorite musician.
Yes, yeah.
It's me.
It's you, right?
It's me. Yeah, it's me.
Okay, then let me add this one. That is apart from
I enjoy listening to myself. I enjoy time with myself.
Of course.
Yeah. So I think I'm about to
okay. That's great. Now, I would like you to do these two things together for me. First of all, I would like you to give a general message to up-and-coming musicians, instrumentalists, you know, aspiring to be like you. And I would like you to share with us how you could be reached.
So my message would definitely be, like, everybody has a designated destiny to be built. Yeah. And everyone's legacy is just the fact that you see me here and see all the acknowledgements. There was a process to getting to this stage, and the process, and so many things have been said about the process. But the process is being diligent to yourself, knowing yourself, finding yourself, finding your niche, understanding yourself,
right,
and being confident in yourself. That's the best approach. When you have all those things, you just have to go through the process painfully.
Wow.
That's the underlying
painfully.
Painfully. So many people want to go smoothly, any hurdle they hit, it sounds very frustrating and they want to quit. If I tell you so many things I've encountered in my over 16 years, you'll be amazed, because it hasn't been easy, but
had not been easy.
And always have your eyes on the prize. You are the only person who has been convicted by your source, your maker, that is God, and he has shown you where he wants you and where you want to go. So even though the hurdles and the things will hit you hard, just look straight and accept the criticisms, accept, learn from your mistakes. When you make a mistake, don't be sad, get up, work at it, move. Don't be too fooling headed when the fans and the achievements have been acknowledged.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen. Yeah. The same people who say, hey, the same people who would. So keep your head straight and move. Don't copy. Don't follow the crowd. Don't look out for the latest trend. No, you are your trend. So follow it. And God Himself, in that, I always say there's one day. And there's one time in your life where God Himself is going to expose you. But when you are not critically placed and positioned, you will not find you, and that acknowledgement will not come your way. Yeah.
Wow. So how could you be reached?
Yes, I'm not on Facebook anymore. I've left Facebook.
Wow.
But I have a fan page on Facebook called Jay Luke.
Okay.
I haven't been there in a while, but I'll start when I come back.
Okay.
And Instagram, Jay Luke, YouTube, Dave J. Luke. Yes. Twitter, Dave J. Luke. Yeah. So everywhere, Dave J. Luke. I'm the only Dave J. Luke in the whole world.
The whole world.
I think so many people think themselves J. Luke, but I'm the only authentic Dave J. Luke.
Dave
the
J. Luke.
Wide.
Well, listeners, I thought I could exhaust Dave J. Luke, but you know, he still has some 30% energy.
Oh, we are fine though. Let's go. I'm enjoying this myself.
All right. Now, finally, give us a message from Nod to the world.
Yeah. Hey, Nod keyboard. I've tried all the brands. I'm not trying to discourage any brand, but from this is a disclaimer, this is me as Jay Luke, and I finalized my excitement in my 15 years of playing the keyboard on not because of the ability to use sample phones.
Okay.
Any tone you feel you enjoy, how to incorporate it on the keyboard, the feel of the keys, the versatility of the knobs, and the whole keyboard as a whole is so created. I felt it was created for somebody as miscellaneous as me, and I feel that every keyboardist should have the opportunity to have a try and to appreciate what the Nord has brought up. So yeah, every church should also get one as well. And yeah, their music, if the keyboard is start sounding different, no matter how trained he or she is.
Wow, listeners, you know, we're just hard pressed for time. If not, Jay Loops would have been here all day. But we're so much grateful having Dave J. Loops on the show. Sir, God bless you so much.
Thank you very much.
God bless you so much. I know we have to get you back on this show because there's a lot more to talk about. Hey, thank you so much. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Wow. I thought I told you so. He was going to be a blessing to us. And indeed, he's been. Thank you so much, Boss Dave J. Loops, for honoring our invitation. May you keep soaring high, higher and higher and higher. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. This is The Pardon Show with your brother Kobe Boateng, live on AGBA Online Radio. Gracefully, today is the 10th day of the 14 days fasting and prayer being organized by Tower of Praise Chapel. Wow, what a marathon! Last week, Brother Elon was a blessing unto us. We have 4 more days to go. Woo! So this from the camp of the Next Generation Ministers. The celebration of love in the year 2011. These guys were so powerful. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to sponsor this program, if you think this program is being a blessing to you and you want to sponsor this program so we can get all these big guys on this show and make it a success, you can call this number 0247 685 014. On Instagram, I go by the handle brother_cc. You can send me a direct message and we'll take it up from there. The number again is 0247 685 0144. Well, so last week Saturday, I chanced on a certain tape. Trust me, I was so much blessed. I want to share this with you. Now, as a Christian, what kind of prayer are you supposed to pray? Hey, it asking God to give you a new car? Asking God to bless you with a new phone? What kind of prayer are you supposed to pray even in this time? Let me recommend Reverend George Annan's teachings on the purpose of prayer. If you get this message, Joseph, you are gonna be blessed.
Woo. Because Linianum never didn't know what the boy is carrying. Second, Mr. Mary.
You know, there is a pattern to everything if you are dealing with God. Trust me, if you get this message,
hey, why don't you lift up your truth?
You come to understand
others,
the rudiments of prayer, the whys of prayer, the purpose of prayer. From my papa, Reverend George Annan, the general overseer of Tower of Praise Chapel. Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright, so we are wrapping up. Now, before I forget, let me say a big thank you to Counselor Rebecca Annan. This woman is so great. Deep in thoughts. The profundity of her wisdom is immeasurable. Always tune in here, this AGB online radio. You are going to get unadulterated messages from seasonal ministers like Apostle Opoku Ajiman and Reverend Into.
Hallelujah.
And then from my own papa,
free in the presence,
Reverend George Annan.
And somebody shouts Yehovah.
Let me leave you with this song. We need to dance. It's been a long time, I know. You've not been going to church. Wherever you are, with your Azonto moves,
he alone deserves a praise.
And with your shaku shaku patterns,
Bible says the name of the Lord.
Get ready to dance to this one.
They just run into it and they are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on.
Okay, thanks for joining. God bless you for tuning in.
Dance to this one.
Next week promises to be another awesome week. And we are going to give you a great guest.
Let me see your body moving.
Like the AGBA radio page on Facebook to keep up with any updates. Follow me on Instagram and the handle is brother_CC. On Facebook the name is Kobe Boateng. God bless you and keep you. May he be gracious unto you. May he let his countenance shine over you. May he give you peace.
Come on, let me see somebody singing unto the Lord. Now let's sing it.
Until we meet again.
I'm
out. Yeah, oh,
Come on, come on. Now listen to this one. Yeah, oh.